With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. This from the National Weather Service in Des Moines. A wind chill advisory is in effect for the Radio on the Go broadcast area from 6 o'clock this evening until 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Expect wind chills to be as low as 35 degrees below zero. When outdoors, wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. A portion of the advisory may be upgraded to a warning for tonight and or tomorrow night. The 2021 real estate market in Iowa mirrored what much of the country experienced. Record levels of homes sold, a record-breaking pace of home sales, and a historically low number of homes on the market for the majority of the year. Home sales in Iowa grew 5.2% in 2021 over 2020, according to the Housing Trends by the Iowa Association of Realtors. A historical high of 49,157 Iowa homes sold last year, while the average amount of time a property was on the market was 38 days in 2021. The median price for 2021 was $195,000 in the state of Iowa. Sunday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 39-year-old Justin Bittner of Iowa Falls on two Osage warrants for driving while suspended and for fifth-degree theft. Bittner was released from the Hardin County Jail today. Saturday night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department transported from Cerro Gordo County 46-year-old Norman Coles from the state of Minnesota, who was wanted on a Hardin County warrant for second-degree theft. Coles is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Saturday night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrested 46-year-old Clifford Mentir of Steamboat Rock for driving while barred. Mentir was later released from custody. The Hampton Police Department on Saturday morning arrested 22-year-old Nolan Hoyt of Ackley for second-degree theft. Hoyt was later released from custody. Sunday at about 8:35 a.m., the Clear Lake Police Department was called on the report of a robbery at the Casey store along Highway 18 north of the Surf Ballroom. No injuries were reported. Store employees told officers that an unknown male entered the business and demanded money from the clerk. The male then grabbed the cash register and fled on foot from the scene. No weapons were displayed. Investigators believe the person left the Clear Lake area and poses no immediate threat to the community. The incident remains under investigation. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department and the Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. This past Saturday, the Franklin County Coaches vs. Cancer event was held as Hampton Dumont Cal took on West Fork in high school basketball in Sheffield. Funds were raised through suppers, a bucket run, silent auction, sponsorships, and t-shirt sales. More money is expected to come in, but so far, $8,066.03 has been raised. Advocates in Iowa are stunned over the decision by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to deny coverage for an entire class of drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease. Lauren Livingston, spokeswoman for the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says the blanket decision has tremendous implications beyond the initial drug, Aduhelm.
They will require people who want to try out these treatments in the future to have to go through a clinical trial in order to receive the treatment. And the main problem is that this really restricts access to the majority of people.
The draft decision says all future FDA-approved treatments in this class of drugs, regardless of clinical trial results and what the FDA recommends, will not be covered except in another clinical trial.
They've never made a decision to cover an entire class of drugs based on just one drug. And many people aren't even near an institution that does clinical trials. So it makes it really hard for people to get access to these treatments.
Aduhelm is showing promise in the treatment of early stage Alzheimer's and for others with mild cognitive impairment. For CMS to deny coverage, Livingston says is putting concerns about money over the lives of patients.
Biogen, the drug maker, originally had it priced at $56,000. They did get a lot of pushback from the Alzheimer's Association and many others, and they did cut the price to $28,000 a year, but that's still far too expensive for the majority of people to be able to afford out of pocket without coverage.
Many other drugs used in treating other afflictions are quite expensive and are covered by CMS. She notes about 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, including some 66,000 Iowans. Tomorrow, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will receive a funding request from the County Soil and Water Conservation District and will discuss a meeting in Bremer County concerning improvements to 240th Street and the project impact to Grove Road near Shell Rock. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will consider a proposed supervisor district plan and will consider an addendum to a 28E agreement concerning a parking ticket enforcement agreement between the county and the City of Ventura. The Cerro Gordo County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. at the courthouse in Mason City. With abortion access increasingly restricted across much of the South and Midwest, two Illinois clinics near St. Louis on Friday announced a new logistics center to help abortion seekers get to their clinics. Activists on both sides are convinced the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling is imperiled, with nearly two dozen states likely to impose sweeping bans if the conservative-led court overturns it. Several states have already imposed new restrictions on abortions that have led women from those states to seek the procedure in states such as Illinois. The new logistics center in Fairview Heights, Illinois, is jointly operated by Planned Parenthood's abortion clinic in that city and the Independent Hope Clinic for Women in Granite City, Illinois. Our high thus far for today here at the Radio on the Go studios in Hampton, 27 degrees. Our low, 6. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.